The Department of Energy's controversial plan to build a nuclear waste dump at Yucca Mountain in Nevada has hit a major snag. Late Friday, a federal judge ruled that Nevada could withhold water that the Department of Energy needs for drilling at the Yucca Mountain site that's about 90 miles north of Las Vegas. Approved in 2002 by President Bush, the Yucca project has been stalled by a series of lawsuits and political infighting. With this latest ruling, the future of the project is unclear. Ralph Artabedian has been covering the story for the Los Angeles Times, and he says Nevada has made repeated efforts to stop the dump.
One of those has involved denying the Energy Department water it needs to construct and even characterize the site. In this case, as far back as 2002, the Nevada state engineer began withholding water rights to the Energy Department. And more recently, the Energy Department sharply ramped up its need for water because it wanted to drill additional boreholes to test the site. And the state denied them the water they needed, which, according to the judge, was about 8 million gallons.
Now, the judge in his decision used very strong words to criticize the government attorneys. He said that they were arrogant and unreasonable. It seems like this was quite a slap at the federal government and quite a victory for the state.
Yes, it was a very strongly worded opinion, and those two words weren't the only ones. He used words like audacity, blatant, arbitrariness, and implied that the Energy Department may have lied to the president and the Congress in 2002.
What's at issue? Where did they make that misstep?
In order for President Bush to approve Yucca Mountain as the nation's depository for nuclear waste, the Energy Department had to certify that it was the appropriate and the best site. And to do that, they had to have fully characterized the geology of it. Critics are saying, well, if they knew that in 2002, why do they now have to drill 88 boreholes to characterize the site?
Why is water needed for the drilling process?
Well, eventually they'll need a lot of water when they begin drilling the gigantic tunnels to store the nuclear waste. But they need to conduct this series of more than 80 test holes at the site. And in the process of deep drilling, some of these boreholes will go quite deep. They need water to help with the drilling process.
So Nevada can essentially stop the drilling by withholding the water. Can't the Department of Energy get water from anywhere else?
They can. 8 million gallons is not a lot of water. It could be trucked.
Sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. But over a period of time, the Energy Department has a lot of resources, and they could truck water in from other locations where they do have water permits. They've so far decided not to do that.
The Department of Energy had hoped to open the Yucca Mountain site by 2010. They pushed that back to 2017. What's the story now? Does this mean the plans for storing nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain are, do I dare say, dead in the water?
I don't think that's an option the Energy Department wants to acknowledge. This is very important. The Bush administration has a policy of advocating new nuclear power plants across the country. In order for that to be at all credible as a policy, they need to assure utilities and the public that there is a place to store the waste. So it's not going to be very easy for them to give up.
Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Well, thank you very much for the time.
Ralph Artabedian is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.